The Tempest Project, written by Anthony Johnston and read by Lucy Brownhill.
Chapter 1. "You naughty boy," I whisper. I'm almost impressed by his balls. He's been discreet so far. Maxim has had meat space agents on his tail for weeks, waiting for him to slip up. But so far, they've got nothing. There have even been times I've wondered if Maxim's intel was correct, but not out loud. Not even in private to others here in the workshop. Hackers gossip like anyone else. I learned that last year, laughing it off like a silly joke. I'm pretty sure I got away with it. But since then, I've kept my mouth shut around these loose-lipped motherfuckers. I also scrubbed my browser history and bookmarks 5 times over, just in case. But it turns out Maxim's source was right. As well as following the target, the agents have been doing garbage dives. They take at-site photos of everything, steal anything useful, and bring it all to me. The target and his wife have a 4-month-old child. After one recent dive, I saw a discarded baby monitor box in a photo. A modern type with camera as well as sound. And more importantly, networked so the parents can go out for dinner or whatever and still watch over their little angels. Strike one. That box should have been in the recycling, where the agents might not have found it. I looked up the manufacturer. A Shenzhen outfit that makes branded goods for big tech companies, then uses the same machines and templates to pump out white label versions to rebadge and sell as own brand devices around the world. The Chinese government owns 10% of the company, but that doesn't make much difference either way. Design theft like this is standard practice at Asian tech facilities. Strike two. Never trust a connection inside your house to a generic Chinese manufacturer. I asked around the workshop and the black hat community, but there were no existing hacks or code injection methods for this particular device. So it was down to good old brute force. I went to a retailer, an actual store, where I had to talk to actual people, hating every actual minute of it, and bought the same model of baby monitor. I took it home, set it facing out the window of my apartment to trigger the motion activation, and hooked it up to my guest network, firewalled off from the real thing with default settings. Then I returned to the workshop and started poking it over the internet. By the end of that day, I had a crude but effective man-in-the-middle attack that captured every 5th frame of video from the camera, watching people walk by the street below my apartment. No sound. But the video was what mattered. Every 5th frame may not sound like much, but these cameras run at 30 frames per second, so it was plenty. I hacked my own monitor. Now it was time to hack the targets. I went old school, locating it by war dialing. Back when dinosaurs roamed the internet, war dialing meant using a program to call every possible phone number in an area by simple number incrementation. 901, 902, 903, and so on. And see if any of them answered with a modulated audio signal instead of a human voice. If they did, the program knew it had found something electronic. Something that could be hacked. I war-dialed local IP addresses for the baby monitor's manufacturer code. I found a few hundred in the city, so narrowed it down to the target's residential area. That left me with 12 possibles. Half the owners hadn't changed the default login settings, and the ones who did had used crappy, obvious passwords. I hacked them all. That afternoon, I piped the output from each camera into separate image directories, then wrote a quick script to automatically stitch the frames into Matroska video files and apply a motion smoothing algorithm. It's like watching a 1970s soap opera starring robots, but it's fine.